Back to the action here from Lebanon High School, and it's 10-5 Galax as we start the second period. Your Twin County Tire and Automotive courtside seats. DiGiacomo set to toss it in, back into play for the Tide. Works into Bartlett. Bartlett flips back to DiGiacomo. He drives in, gets fouled, a shove from behind. I believe this will go against Finley. And that will be his first personal, fourth team foul against Radford, as Billings is out of the game and in to replace him. He is number 32, Faismeyer. DiGiacomo throws it into the wrong hands. Finley intercepts it on the inbounds. Will work it to the foul line, kicks out Grant. Grant puts it on the deck. Works to the foul line. He was cut off by DiGiacomo. Flips it back outside Finley. Finley, Faismeyer. They reverse the basketball to the left. Grant to Doyle. Doyle to Finley. Steps inside, leans into a jumper. Not there. Harris battles for it, saves it, but throws it into the hands of Doyle for Radford. And he tries to spin into the lane. Takes a foul from the Maroon side right in the low post. And this is William Brown picking up his second personal. Team foul number four. Jordan Peoples comes into the game for Galax, replacing William Brown. Faismeyer will trigger it in from left of the basket. Goes out to Finley up top. Finley, guarded by Bartlett, works to Jones in the left corner. Back to Finley. Bartlett on him defensively. Finley darts right with it. Now gives it off to Jones. Back on the left side. Go to the Bobcats. Jones on the left perimeter. Backs it up. Takes a quick look over at the Radford bench. Head coach Rick Cormany, and they're going to have to burn a timeout. They were not set up offensively, and Coach Cormany is giving them an earful as they huddle up right on the Radford sidelines. Both teams huddling up here in a timeout. 7:09 to play in the second quarter. Galax on top 10-5. Regional semifinal game number one. And the winner, an automatic trip to Richmond, despite what happens tomorrow in the championship game. Winner of this game will face off against the winner of George Wythe and Honaker tomorrow night right here at Lebanon High School. Inbounds goes to Finley from Grant, has it head of the key. Finley dribbles to the left side, now works it to the right to Grant. Grant to the elbow, kicks out on a skip pass, three, a little too strong. Ricochets over the iron for Eli Faismeyer. Radford likes to take a lot of long distance shots from beyond the arc. And they've taken quite a few here already. Inside of 7 minutes to play until halftime. A foul against Radford over the back, going against Doyle. His first team foul, number five. Bartlett working off Finley. Fakes left, goes right to Cliff Conley. Guarded by Grant. As Conley veers left of the basketball, now backs it up to midcourt. Now flips to Bartlett on the left side, on the left arc. Stops his dribble, angles a pass to Cliff. Cliff between the rings, guarded by Grant. Dribbles behind his back, penetrates. Cut off by Grant. The Peoples, and a 5 second call. Will give Radford the basketball. 5 seconds against Cliff Conley. Excellent defense from Grant. Staying right with Cliff Conley. Finley walks it into the front court for the Bobcats. Goes into the left corner to Grant. Now they reverse the basketball around the perimeter. Faismeyer to Grant. Now to Finley on the left. Quick screen by Grant. Finley angles one to Faismeyer in the right corner. Back to Finley. Steps inside. Now kicks out. Skip pass. Three up. No good. Long rebound to Peoples. It's a good look at it from Grant along the left arc. Rebound Peoples. They give it off to Cliff Conley. Has it in front of the scorer's table. Lobs to DiGiacomo. Drives baseline. Kicks. Looks for Jordan Peoples. Cutting in. Back door. And DiGiacomo throws it away. 5:47 left to play here. It's going to be a defensive battle, I feel, the rest of this ball game. A low-scoring affair. Galax up by five. It's Finley walks it into the front court for the Bobcats. Guarded by DiGiacomo. He's draped all over it. They give it off to Wheeler. Wheeler, Grant, back to Wheeler. Now to Finley. He penetrates, attacks, drives in, and a charge. William Brown had his feet set right in the painted area. And that will be the second personal against Finley, sixth team foul. Substitution for the Bobcats into the game. Number 14, Donald Baylor, replacing Marcus Finley. Here is the baseball heave up the floor, rainbow pass, Bartlett. And his shot swatted from behind by Don Baylor. Boy, Baylor hustling back up the floor to disrupt that shot. Stays Galax basketball, or Conley will trigger it in from underneath. Substitution for the Bobcats. Jones out, and in to replace him is Morton. Conley works it into Bartlett along the right perimeter. Bartlett backs it up, now finds Cliff Conley off the screen. Conley calls for motion, gives it off to Giacomo. Giacomo guarded by Wheeler. Giacomo veers left with it, gives it off Conley. Conley on the drive, steps back into the left corner, gives it off Harris. Harris, Conley, back to Harris. He drives in, scoop and score. Not there. But we're going to have a blocking foul here against Isaiah Morton. That's team foul number 7. And that should send Charles Harris to the line for 1-1. Officials, now they see it. And boy, the Bobcats, they sub in and out, in and out. Now Doyle's back into the game. Jones back in. Jones replaces Wheeler. Charles Harris to the line. Like I said, every point is going to be so key tonight. Even got to get him at the line. And Harris misses off the back right side of the iron. Front end of the 1-1. Up high to collect the rebound off the 10 is Jones. Baylor, Jones. They feed it inside. Now the kick out. Jones works it to the right side to Grant. Grant with a couple of jab steps. Reversal of the basketball. Here's the drive inside the dish from Don Baylor into Jones right in the low post. And Charles Harris picking up his first personal and team foul number 5. We've got 4:47 left to go here in the second quarter. Nobody has scored yet in the second period. But now Jones strips the net on the free throw. Makes the front end of the two-shot foul. And one more right here. Free throw up and good for Nate Jones, Bucknell recruit. That cuts the Galax lead to 3. As Giacomo looks to get it across the timeline for the Maroon Tide. Crossover works to Bartlett in front of the scorer's table. He's guarded by Baylor. Crossover, Bartlett drives in, stops his dribble, kicks out to Giacomo with a jab step. 2, Bartlett 3, rattles home from the left corner as DiGiacomo shoveled it out and found his senior 2 guard, and he buries the tray. That gives Galax a 6-point lead, its largest, 13-7. Facemeyer dribbles through his legs, works to Jones, almost lost it in the right corner. He's trapped by Harris, gets it out of there up top to Grant. Grant looks to attack, splits the double, loses it, and he shovels it back into play, saved it along the baseline underneath the basket, back into Facemeyer, who drops it in just underneath the basket in the low post. And it's 13-9 Galax. DiGiacomo working on Jones, finds Conley. Conley takes the touch off the screen, has it on the right side, lobs to DiGiacomo, kicks out. 3 in and out for Caleb Bartlett. A very good look from the right corner this time. And here is Baylor hustling it into the front court for the Bobcats. Quick screen set up by Jones. Baylor backs it up to midcourt. Now works to Facemeyer. Into Jones, left of the lane. Skip pass across the key. Here's a jumper just inside the arc from Grant. Not there, rebound Galax. Cliff Conley slides by the scorer's table, has it in the left front court for the Tide. Guarded by Grant. Works out to Harris. He angles one to DiGiacomo on the right. DiGiacomo, Bartlett over to Conley, taken away, steal by Grant, layup, good. And it's 13-11, Galax by two, with 2:52 left to go until the break. Half-court press here by Radford. They will back off as DiGiacomo barks out the play call. Finds Conley on the left arc. Double team to DiGiacomo. To the mid-post area on the left. To Harris left of the lane. Out to Bartlett calling for the basketball. His triple not there. Saved by DiGiacomo underneath. But into the wrong hands. But Galax gets it back. DiGiacomo puts it up and in. Right with a hand in his face. It was contested. And DiGiacomo flips it in from left of the lane. Here's a three on the way. Left short by Facemeyer. Lead pass to DiGiacomo. William Brown layup. Good. William Brown puts it in at 17-11. Galax back up by six with 2 minutes left to play until halftime.